The much-anticipated College Sports Solution report on UAB athletics is now public, and the findings are what you could call somewhat ambiguous. In essence, it says UAB can control its own destiny. But the question remains, should the university divert its football funding to running a championship-caliber basketball program or beg and borrow money each year to fund a football team that might do well, but never be a contender for a national championship? And there is another issue. How important is autonomy from the University of Alabama Board of Trustees? And let's not forget about the challenges in Montgomery during this legislative session. Here to discuss with us is AL.com's political columnist, Kyle Whitmire.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. I'm glad you're here. So, Kyle, how did the stars have to align in order to bring back football, rifle, and bowling? And how does that affect the future of UAB President Ray Watts?
Well, I mean, they seem to be aligned. I mean, you have plenty of donors who have come forward and said, you know, we can make up the difference in, you know, projected deficits, the additional spending that needs to be made. They have pledges that are more than enough, according to what the CSS report said that they would need. You have community support. You have high school football coaches coming forward and saying that this is this really needs to come back. Pretty much right now, it's everybody but Ray Watts and maybe a handful of trustees who are really pushing for this. And, you know, Ray Watts today is meeting with members of the athletic staff, getting their input, talking to them. And, you know, I hate to leave anything on, you know, sort of an only time will tell ending, but, you know, that time is coming pretty quickly. And, you know, Watts has a decision to make. He can sort of go with what the political pressure is on him to do, in which case he could actually look quite magnanimous. I mean, he has the support from the community. He could simply say, look, we're going to bring back football, but whatever deficits we run, whatever extra funding it needs has to come from outside sources. And, you know, if the moment that money is not there, we will pull the plug on it. You know, he can sort of have the best of both worlds, but to do that, he's got to admit that first decision was a mistake. And so far, that's not really seemed to be in his nature.
So how important is autonomy from the UA Board of Trustees, and do you ever really see that as a realistic possibility?
Well, I mean, I've said throughout this that this is really more than football. This is about the state's largest employer. This is about how UAB fits into the economic landscape of Alabama, how it fits into Alabama's largest city. And what has become clear throughout this is that UAB is really run more through Tuscaloosa than through Birmingham. This whole saga has put a spotlight on that. And what will be interesting is if UAB does get football back, will that spotlight go away, or will that Free UAB movement stay on course and keep the pressure on?
So let's switch gears just a little bit. There is a very austere budget that is floating around in Montgomery, to say the least. What's your take on that, and what do you see its future?
Well, it's sort of Alabama's fiscal apocalypse. You have all, you know, state officials right now or today in Montgomery talking to Senate leaders saying that this austerity budget will essentially make it unable for essential services of state government to continue. And, you know, there's not really any reason to believe that these officials are lying. I mean, these are problems that we've seen coming for a very long time. But what, you know, most of the odds makers in Montgomery are saying right now is that, you know, the House has already passed this austerity budget. The Senate will probably pass something similar, if not identical. It will eventually go to the governor, who will veto it. It will be sent back to the legislature, where they will override his veto. And then within a month or 2 months, the governor will call back the legislature, and we get to do all this all over again.
And very quickly, I want to hit on two things. There are some bills for things that are already law. And in addition to that, do you foresee a special session?
Yes. I mean, the special session's coming almost certainly. The shame of it is it's because there's nothing right now that the Alabama legislature has to make that decision that needs to make that decision that doesn't have. In the meantime, it's making laws like making, you know, nativity scenes on public property, things like that, legal, which is, a waste of time.
Okay, that's Kyle Whitmire, a political commentator for AL.com. Kyle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.